turn with us to 1 Corinthians chapter 4. 1 Corinthians chapter 4. It's good to see you in the Lord's house this morning. I'll tell you what a blessing it is to be a child of God in these last days that we're living. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 4. The Bible says in verse 1, said, "Let a man so account of us as of the ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful." As we look at this morning, we begin to look at Paul's writing here, writing to the church at Corinth, and he begins to speak about the ministry that they have. He said God had given them this ministry, and he said, "Let man so account of us as of the ministers of Christ." He said it's not something that we do, but he says it's something that Christ does in us. It's not what we can do, youngins, today, but it's what Jesus can do in us. It's how God can speak to our hearts. It's how God can lead us in that path of righteousness. We don't have the strength, but God does. We don't have the staying power, but God does. We don't have the stamina, but God does. If it was up to me, I'd never be able to make it, as this old body could take it. But I'm so thankful today that I'm serving a living God. The same one you're serving today, if you're a born-again believer, if you've trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ in the free pardon of sin, then you are a child of God this morning. You've got a blessed hope. We've got a direction to go. We've got a Lord that'll help us to get there. If we just trust Him this morning, realizing that He'll help us to be that, be all in all that He'll have us to be. But as Paul writes here, and he said, "They're stewards of the mysteries of God." He said, "There's some things you don't understand right now." He said, "Hey, there's some things I don't understand right now. I don't know all there is to know about this blessed old book, because if I did, I'd know the mind of God. But I'm telling you, I know what God gives me, and I'm liking what I'm getting. Amen. God's feeding my hungry soul. He's giving me the things from the mysteries of His Word. Things that's been hid. Things we couldn't ever understand. Praise God, He wrote it in the volume of a book. And He gave it to us so that we might take encouragement in the day that we live. That we might begin to have those things that God would bring to our minds and our hearts so that we could be drawn unto Himself, so that we could become those good stewards, a good servant of the Lord Jesus Christ." That's all He asked. Now, what is a steward? And now, steward's nothing more than a servant, a bond servant, if you will. It's one that's ready to serve the Lord. It's one that's ready to be mindful of what God's got to say. One that's willing to listen. One that's willing to extend the ear and hear what God's got to say. Well, I thank God that I can hear His voice when He speaks in the volume of the book. Now, He's no new open revelation. God's not out speaking to everybody and giving them something new. There's nothing new under the sun. What we have is what God gives us. But I thank God today that this blessed old King James Bible, it's all that we need. Amen. It's all that we need to get us safe home. It's all that we need to have encouragement day by day. It's all that we need to keep us out of sin. And it's all that we need to encourage our hearts. But we just need to realize today, Paul said, "Moreover, it is required of stewards that a man be found faithful." What's he saying? He said, it's up to us to take what God's got to give and to be faithful with it. It's time that people stood up and we become faithful to the Word of God. Faithful to hearing, faithful to receiving, and faithful to doing that God would have us to do. And when we begin to be faithful, when we begin to look for God and look to God, God begins to take it. Hey, I can see it all around. He's a changing you, and He's making you and molding you in the likeness, the image of a holy God. And it just gets better farther on. A sweet Spirit of God living in your heart, magnifying itself, showing you how much God loves you, increasing your knowledge in Him. And boy, as you get to know Him, it just gets sweeter further on. We begin to realize that there's a God of glory great enough to create, to earn the universe that would come down and love someone like me. Amen. The God of glory, He does that. Amen. Because He is God. Who is a faithful servant? Amen. Look over Matthew chapter 24. Let's just look at that. Who is a faithful servant this morning? Amen. In Matthew chapter 24, the Bible begins. Now Jesus, this is the Olivet discourse, and it's talking about the king's coming. the soon return of the Lord Jesus Christ coming in glory. Amen? And he begins to speak to them here in verse 42. In Matthew chapter 24, verse 42. The Bible says, watch therefore. And now this is the Lord speaking. The Lord Jesus. He said, watch therefore, for you know not what hour your Lord doth come. He said, you don't know when the Lord's coming. We don't have no idea when he's coming. But he said, you need to be watching. He said, you need to be ready for the Lord's coming. But know this, that if the good man of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. He said, if a man would have known when the Lord was coming, if he would have known when a thief was coming to rob and to break in and to steal, he said he would have been watching for that incident to happen. And he would have worked and done action to stop that from taking place. He would have worked to keep his house from being broken up. I want to say tonight, if we would become faithful to God and faithful to His Word and faithful to the things of God, we could watch for our house that it wouldn't be broken up by the things of the devil. Amen. But we get lax and we get slack and we begin to let things come in and they begin to tear up and devour and tear up our homes. But God says, I never designed it to be that way. He said, if you watch and you're vigilant, He said, I'll help you to do right. He says, therefore, be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. He said, hey, listen. He said, what you need to be? He said, he's coming just like that thief in the night. When you least expect it, there he comes. There he'll be. He said, you got to be faithful to the Lord. You got to be prepared. You got to be looking. You got to be watching. You got to be waiting upon the Lord. I wonder today, are we faithful? Are we looking for Him? Are we looking for His soon appearing? Listen, He's a coming and we're a going. We got to be looking. We got to be faithful to the things of God. We got to be getting ready, realizing our heart and our mind that God's coming, that the Lord's coming to take us out of here. We have to be preparing. We have to be preparing ourselves. We have to be preparing our homes. We have to be preparing our loved ones. We have to be preparing our children. We have to be preparing those around us that we care about for the coming of the Lord. Amen. What does it call? It calls for some faithfulness. We have to be faithful to the Lord. Amen. We have to be faithful. What does it mean to be faithful? It means to be trustworthy. I tell you, there's a lot of... Listen, God's put a lot in our trust. God's entrusted us with a whole lot. And we have to be trustworthy. He says, who then? Verse 45. Who then is a faithful and wise servant? That's a good question, isn't it? Who is a faithful and wise servant? Who's a faithful and wise servant this morning in this world that we live in? Who's faithful to the Lord? Who's walking with the Lord? Who's seeking the Lord? Who's devoured? Relying on the Lord? Who's desiring the Lord? Amen. That's a good question, isn't it? It don't seem like God's people are desiring Him, nor it don't seem like we're faithful as we used to be. Amen. We need faithfulness to the Lord, trustworthiness, that God can trust us in these last days. Who then is a faithful, wise servant? Listen, to whom his Lord hath made ruler over his household to give them meat or nourishment in due season. Amen. God says, listen, if you're just a good steward, if you're faithful to God, he said, God will take care of you. Amen. But listen, there's a stipulation. He said, if you're a good steward, if you're faithful to the Lord, if you're doing what God wants you to do, if you're following the Word of God, if you're hearing what God's speaking, he said, then He'll be faithful to you. Amen. How can we expect God to be faithful to us if we're not faithful to Him? But you know, He is. He's faithful. He's faithful. He's true. But how unfaithful we are to Him. It's just like we don't care no more. Well, it's all right, preacher. You know, we just do what we want to. And you know, if we need God, we'll just use Him for a crutch. When we get down, can't help ourselves. Amen. But hey, God don't want to be used for a crutch. God, we need to be faithful to Him all the time. We need to trust Him to help us, encourage us, and to lift us up every day. Amen. Because you know what will happen if we don't trust Him to lift us up every day? The devil will beat us down every day. Amen. Every day the Lord's trying to lift us up. Every day the Lord wants to encourage us. Every day the Lord wants to help us. But we just have to be faithful to Him, trusting, receiving, desiring, realizing He's there for us. He is there. We got to trust Him. We have to be faithful to Him, and He'll be faithful to us. He'll meet that need. He'll supply that nourishment. Amen. That spiritual food. Man, we need to be fed spiritually every day. If not, we get weak. Listen, if you try to make it from Sunday to Wednesday, or you try to make it from Sunday to Sunday on a feeding, you're going to get weak. Amen. That's why God says in so many places, He said to be faithful. Be faithful. Hey, we got to be faithful to God, faithful to the church, faithful to our faith. This is not a Sunday morning religion. It's just not something we do and nonchalantly on Sunday, and it's sufficient. We've got to have God every day. He said if we're His stewards, if we're His work, if we're His householders, that means we're keeping things in store for Him. Amen. We're doing the work for the Lord. If we do, hey, listen, I don't know about you, but it's a constant thing. Listen, if you just let your house go for days and days and days, in a little while you're going to be living in clutter. Amen. Amen. Especially if you're as messy as I am. That's my wife. No, I'm really not that bad. She is. But if you let it go for days, amen, your house will get a mess. That's the same thing. Hey, we are the temple of God. Amen. God lives in us. And if we just let it go for days without the Lord's presence and without fellowship with Him, amen, it gets cluttered. Things start to come in. It starts to begin to come into where you're at. It starts to push out the good, and the bad will start coming in. Amen. That's why we got to be faithful to the Lord. That's why we got to have that constant feeding, that constant relationship, that constant fellowship with the Holy God. Amen. Just like our Sunday school lesson this morning. Amen. When they got out there in the wilderness, old Moses went up on Mount Sinai to get the law. Why he was up there, the people said, well, old Moses, this man that brought us out of Egypt, we don't know what's become of him, so we better just make us a god. Amen. It wasn't the man that brought him out of Egypt. It was God. The God of glory brought him out of Egypt. Amen. The same God that bring you out of Egypt, the top of sin. That same God, if you're faithful to Him, He'll deliver you safe. He'll keep you where you need to be. That's what God does. That's who God is. He's the keeper of the faithful this morning. He's there every step of the way. Said He'd never leave us nor forsake us, but He'd be there all the way to the end of the way. Pray God, so thankful this morning. That's who I'm serving. That's who I got my faith in. That's who I got my hope in. One that's faithful and true. One that'll be there when the hard time comes. Amen. When our youngins get out in the world, when things are going on, it seems like everything's upside down. God is still faithful. Amen. God is still true. He never changes. Man, we can trust Him. Amen. But it's time to be faithful. Faithful to Him. Who then is a faithful and wise servant, whom his Lord hath made ruler over his household, to give them meat in due season. Blessed is that servant, listen, whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. What's he doing? He's faithful and true. That servant's faithful to the Lord. He's seeking to do right. He's seeking to keep the house of the Lord in organization. Amen. Seeking to keep the temple right. Amen. One that's trying to fulfill the precious word of God. Listen, we're all every individual here this morning, we're responsible for this temple. I can't be responsible for everybody's. Amen. I try to be mindful of everybody. Hey, as a pastor of this church, I have to. I'm the shepherd of sheep. Amen. I see things are going wrong. We take the word of God. We'll sit down with you and say, look, you can't go that way because it's not pleasing with God. Amen. But praise God, listen, it's up to us to keep our soul. It's up to us to keep this temple of God in subjection to a holy God. We have to be faithful to Him so He can continue to guide us in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. Amen. We can't do it within ourselves, but God in us can. Amen. Amen. And we come to the point in our life, we realize who we're faithful to. Who are we faithful to? Are we faithful to God? Are we faithful to the world? Now the world's got a big old pull on us. The world's trying to draw us away. And they say, listen, we're so busy. I mean, at modern times that we live, that meant everybody's got so much on her plate. I wonder sometimes if we ain't too busy. Faithful to God, not to worry. Look at Luke chapter 16. Luke chapter 16, verse 10. Look what God says. Luke 16, 10. He said, it's the Lord speaking again. And he says, hey, listen, he said, it's not about the worldly things. But he said, it's about the Godward things. Amen. Verse 10 of Luke 16, he said, he that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. And he that is unjust in the least is unjust also in much. If therefore we have been faithful in the righteous, in a righteous mammon, who will commit to your trust the true riches? He said, listen, he said, you've tried to be faithful with the worldly things, but what about the godly things? I mean, we're so faithful. We've got this thing turned upside down, youngins. We've got it turned upside down. We're faithful to the world. We're so faithful to the world that it stinks in the nostrils of God. I mean, we're so faithful to the world that we'll get up every day through the week, Monday through Friday, and we'll get down to the workplace and we'll get there in time, get there early, get time to make us a pot of coffee where we're revived and we're ready to go at 6 a.m. But we've got it so upside down that we can't get down to the house of God on Sunday morning by 10 a.m. Something's wrong with this picture. Why? It's a lack of faithfulness to God. We're faithful to everything in the world but God. The mammon has snuck into our lives. The mammon has crept in and it's taken our faithfulness. We've redirected our faithfulness away from God and put it into the world. And the world can't, the world can't do us no good. The world can't help us. The world can't give us peace and happiness, and it sure can't give us eternal life. We need to redirect our focus, take it off the mammon and put it on God. Look what he says in verse 12. If you have not been faithful in that which is another man's, who shall give you that which is your own? I wonder sometimes why God don't just pour out upon us blessings upon blessing. It's probably because we're not faithful to what He's already given us. If we can't be faithful to what He's already given us, how's He going to bless us with any more? Amen? You know why a lot of folks ain't spiritual? You know why a lot of folks, why we just don't feel God, when the whole church is just praising and magnifying God, why you can't get in? Because you're not faithful but the little bit He's give you. Amen? You come to church maybe Sunday morning, and you come to church maybe Sunday evening. And you might occasionally come on Wednesday night, but praise God, you're not faithful to the things that God's trying to give you to begin with. And then you come and you want to be just filled up and overflowed, and you want to wonder why you're not getting what everybody else is. Because of lack of faithfulness. If we're faithful to the Lord, if we're seeking Him and desiring Him every day, when you come to the house of the Lord, guess what? He's going to be there. Because He comes in you and with you, and He'll just fill you to overflowing. But we have to be desiring it. Why? We have to be faithful to Him so that He can be going out, pour out those blessings. Not that your, hey, He'll give you those that's yours. Those same words, your own. Amen. God's got something for you. He's got a private stash just for you. Amen. It's whether you want it or not. If you're faithful to Him, He'll pour it out, but you got to want it. If you come wanting and desiring it, God will give it to you. Amen. But what's the problem? Verse 13, that's the problem. No servant can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God in what? Mammon. You can't serve God in the world. So we have to decide today within ourselves who we're going to serve. Amen? Be like Joshua and say, Lord, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Amen. We done see where you've drawn the line, Lord, and we're going to get on your side. We've tried that other side. We've tried straddling the line. But Lord, we want to get on your side. I want to be on God's side. I want to begin to get that help. I want to begin to get that spirituality. I want to begin to get that love of God. I want to begin to get that fellowship. I want to begin to get those blessings of the Lord. I want to feel the presence of a holy God. I want Him to be mine.
Amen.
But you know what? You know what's the amazing thing, Brother Bill? You don't want that nowhere near as much as God does. You don't want it nowhere near as much as God does. God wants that fellowship. God wants a relationship. God wants a commitment. God wants that faithfulness. That's what He desires. Amen? That's all that He wants, just that faithfulness. A faithfulness that'll sustain us. A faithfulness, hey listen, a faithfulness to death. To the very end. Amen? Not just a little faithfulness right now on Sunday morning, but He wants a faithfulness to the end. All the way to the end. All the way till death. Look at Revelation chapter 2. Revelation chapter 2. Revelation chapter 2 verse 10. His faithfulness to death. The Bible says, fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Now this is the Lord speaking again. He said, behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that you may be tried, and you shall have tribulation 10 days. But now listen to what he says. But be thou faithful unto death, and I will give you a crown of life. He said, hey, what I want you to do, just be faithful to death. He said, don't commit yourself to the Lord right now. But he said, commit yourself to the Lord faithfully throughout all eternity. Amen. He's not talking about, hey, just to the time that you die. But he's talking about through the end of this thing, through the duration, plumb into to the eternal life. Amen. He said, just commit yourself right now so that you have that stamina, that staying power, that faithfulness to stay in there for God. Where there'll be no room to quit. Amen. Nowhere to give up. And the Bible says that he said, I will give thee a crown of life. You know what that crown is? That's a martyr's crown. Amen? Amen. He said, hey, you say, well, preacher, we got to be martyred. No! But he said, if you'll give yourself faithfully unto death, even no matter what happens, and you say, I'm going to serve the Lord. I will not recant. I will not back up. He said, when it comes time to pass out the reward, he said, I'm going to give you that crown anyway. Glory to God. Amen. Because you've done dedicated, you gave your life. He said, he that layeth down his life for me, he said, I'll give him life. Amen. And the life he gives is more abundant. Praise God. Look down here at the church of Pergamos. He gives us an example of that in the church of Pergamos. Amen. Verse 12, he said, and to the angel of the church in Pergamos, write, these things saith he which hath the sharp sword with two edges. And I know thy works and where thou dwellest, even where Satan's seat is. He said, you're living in a wicked place. Amen? He said, you're living in Pergamos. Now that Pergamos, it literally means that opposition. That per, that prefix per, it means opposition. And at gamos, it means it's the same thing that we use in polygamy and bigamy. It means a perverse marriage. So he said that you're living in an opposing relationship. Amen. That's literally what Pergamos means. Pergamos means. He said you're living in an opposing relationship. And he comes on down here and he said you're living where the Satan's seat is, and thou holdest fast my name, and thou hast not denied my faith. Amen. He said, hey, you've stayed with the stuff. Glory to God, even though you're living wicked place. He said, you stayed with the stuff, you haven't given in. So even in those days wherein Antipas was my faithful martyr. Amen. Now Antipas, he said, hey, even to the point that old Animus was a faithful martyr. He stayed faithful to the end. He gave his life for Jesus. Amen. He wouldn't recant. He wouldn't take back. And the historian Tertullian said that they took Antipas, and because he wouldn't recant, so he wouldn't take back the gospel of Jesus Christ. Said they boiled him in oil. French fried him. Amen. French fried him. But he didn't recant. Amen. He said, but fella, don't you know what's going to happen to you? He said, yeah. He said, don't you realize the pain you're going to go through? Yeah. Don't you realize all that you're going to have to endure if you don't recant? He said, yeah. He said, what say ye? I love the Lord. You still love the Lord? I love the Lord. And I'm going to get ready to go see Him. Amen. I'm going to go be with Him forevermore. Amen. He said, hey, why? Because He was faithful to the end. I wonder if we've got enough God in us tonight to stay faithful to the end. to not give up, to not give in, to compromise. You know what happened in Pergamos? Let me tell you what happened at Pergamos. There was a fellow come along by the name of Constantine. You ever heard that name? He come along and he said, hey, listen. He said, you're a young fellow with a desire for power. And he says, hey, listen, I need some power. I need some strength. I need some backing. He didn't have it. So he got to looking around and he seen a bunch of Jesus followers. Called themselves Christians. And they wasn't following nobody but Jesus. And he said, hey, listen, if I could just get that group to follow me, man, I'd have me an army. Oh, what an army. So the rascal went and told him, you know what he said? He said, well, I seen a sign in the sky. And he said, God spoke to me, and he said, in this sign, conquer. And they took it hook, line, and sinker. Amen? Amen. Hey, that's what happened. But you know what the whole thing was? He needed an army. He needed some people that was faithful. He knew people that would stay in there, people that wouldn't give up and wouldn't give in. So he conquered a place, made everybody be baptized in Christians. He made all them Romans be baptized. And the priests and things, these ungodliness of there of the time, they said, hey, wait a minute. Look, fella, you're creating a whole big mess here. What about us? So Constantine compromised. He said, well, I'll tell you what we'll do on the coin. We'll put the pagan symbol on one side and a Christian symbol on the other. I tell you, that's what the world's doing today. We're compromising with the world. We're putting the world on one side and God on the other, and we're playing in the middle. But I'm telling you, youngins, it's time to be faithful to the Lord. We're coming to the end of this trip, the end of this ride that we're on, and the Lord's coming back to take us out of here, and we need to be prepared. How do we get prepared? By being faithful to the Lord. Amen. It's coming a day, youngins, in the near future. We're going to have to make a determination whose side we're on. You say, well, preacher, when it comes time for that, I'll choose. No, you won't. If you don't choose now, if you don't settle it now, in your mind, in your heart, you will be deceived. You will be drawn away. You will be apostate from God, and you'll never return. Amen. If you're a born-again child of God today, you may say, hey, listen, you need to just accept the Lord. If you're not one, you will apostate, you will turn. You know what God is, you know who He is, but it's not enough to know who He is. It's not enough to know what God is. You have to know Him in a free pardon of sin. You have to know Him as a personal relationship. You have to know Him as a personal God this morning. Amen. That's how you overcome that. That's how you become faithful to the Lord. There's no other that you could serve. There's no other that could help you. There's no other could encourage you like the Lord. Amen. No other could give you that He could give you. That faithfulness. Amen. That faithfulness to be like old Anaphus and be boiled in oil while you're praising the Lord. Amen. How many of us today could be boiled in oil while you're praising the Lord? Huh? You say, well, I don't know. Well, we better be checking ourselves. We better be getting faithful. We better be getting true. We better get to stay. How do we do it? By getting rooted and grounded in the faith. Faithfully rooted and grounded, settled in the Lord. Look at Colossians chapter 1. Colossians chapter 1, I'm hurrying, I'm about done. Colossians chapter 1, verse 21. Very familiar passage of Scripture. Let's go back up verse 20. Colossians chapter 1, verse 20. He said, having made peace through the blood of His cross. How do you get that faithfulness? Make peace with the cross. Amen? Through the blood of the cross, by Him to reconcile all things unto Himself. By Him, I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. And you that were sometimes alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath He reconciled. Amen? In the body of His flesh through death, to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in His sight. Now look at verse 23. If thou continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel which ye have heard, and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister. Paul said, I preached it to every creature in creation. The word of God's went out all over the world. There's nobody been left out. God's preached the gospel all over the world, and people's chosen to resist Him and reject Him. But He said, if you'll continue in the faith, a faith grounded and settled. That grounded means that you got to have a foundation. And that foundation is the Lord Jesus Christ. That foundation is sure. That foundation is solid. It's rigid. Hey, praise God, it'll stand the test of time. Amen. He said, you've got to, in order to be faithful, said you've got to trust. You've got to have a foundation. Not only do you have a foundation, but said you've got to be settled. He said, you got to have that foundation. He said, that means you got to be unmovable. Immovable. Said, you're not going to switch. You're not going to be wishy-washy. Said, you're going to stay with the things of God. You're going to stay steadfast. You're going to stay immovable in the Lord. Amen. He said, in order to stay faithful, he said, you've got to have a foundation, and it's got to be a solid foundation, and it can't be moved. That means you can't be over here 1 minute and over here the next. We've got to settle ourselves upon the Lord Jesus Christ and realize He is our Lord and our Savior. He is our Master. He is the one that loves us, and we're His bond servants. Amen. We love Him so much. And he said, hey, listen, I saved you by my marvelous grace. He said, I saved you by the shedding of my blood. And he said, I've saved you forever and ever. And then he gives you the opportunity because he made us free moral agents. He said, you can stay with me. Praise God. I'll be with you always. And he gives us the opportunity to follow him and to love him. And it's like in the Old Testament times when the servant would say, I love my master and I'm going to serve him till the day I die. And they would put him up against that door frame and they would take the awl and they'd poke it through his ear and show that he was belonged to his master. And he done it voluntarily. He become a bond servant of love to that master. God said, that's what God's calling. That's what Paul's talking about here. He said, if you become that servant, immovable, already have your ear pierced through with the awl and say, God, I belong to you and I'll not be moved. Amen. Glory to God. Sold out. Lock, stock, and barrel. Not holding nothing back. Amen. Immovable. Amen. He said, faith grounded and settled and be not moved. And that means that be not moved, it means not to be placed elsewhere. Be found where you need to be found. Amen. That means be on Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, be found down to the Lord's house. Amen. Be found down there at the house when it comes of an evening. Be found in your prayer place seeking the Lord and praying, seeking His face. When it comes Bible reading time, get along with the Word of God and let Him begin to touch your heart and to begin to lead you. That fellowship that we need with the Lord. He said, because it is the hope of the gospel. Amen. He said, you can't be moved away from it. Listen, youngins, today, this morning, all we have is the hope of the gospel. The Lord Jesus Christ. And we can't be moved. We can't give in. So what does that mean? Preacher said it means that we got to be faithful. We got to be faithful to the things of God. And we may have to slack up a little bit on our faithfulness to mammon. We may have to back up a little bit on our faithfulness to the world. We may have to back up on our faithfulness to the things around us. But we got to be faithful to the Lord. It's important. Souls are dependent on it. Our youngins, our families, people around us are dependent on our faithfulness. We've got to be faithful every day. It's not just a today's faith, but it's an everyday faith. We have to be faithful to the Lord. Like Sister Edwards sings that song about faithfulness, a faithful few. I wonder today, this would be my question. If Jesus come today, will you be found faithful? If Jesus was to come today, right now, this minute, would you be found faithful?